in Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Ligzer. According to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Rashi says these says in Parakama we had that Roiv Shnayim Davko V'yosel Limla Kol Hashnayim. Not allowed to make a Malika on the complete two simonim. The Gomar Mechatis the Chsiv Be Lo Yibot Lo Yavdil. You can't divide it completely. You only allowed to cut Roiv of it, but not the complete simon. If so, how we matter it? Ligz less make Gzera Dum Lo Yosel Never the Ruba. Maybe won't even cut Roiv of it. Sakasha. So again, Olas Oif. The Rebbe Elazar Shimon Ligz less make Gzera Dum Lo Yosel Never Roiv Shnayim. According to him, you're not allowed to cut the whole thing. You could only cut Roiv. So you're telling me whenever you need Roiv, there should be Gzera. Maybe you won't do Roiv. So why over there was a kasha the other side? So what answers back? All Malay Rabbi Yosef answers back like this. First of all, the karma does that you say, Gzer, there should be Gzer, Hashem, Yorim, Utfila, Basiyam, Oilom. But how could you use this beggar if you put into the mikveh today? And now you're going to rip it. To say you're allowed to use it today, why shouldn't there be Gzer? People say that Tfila alone helped. So the answer is Pashit, that Kora, Kra, Machiach, that since you see the rip, that shows that that's mechiyach. By seeing the rip, that shows that that's mechiyach, that what made it tor is the ripping of the beged, and not the mikvah. So it won't come to make exeret to say, whenever you put the kli, the beged, in the mikvah, right away you're allowed to use it. They'll know here it's something special because it's ripped. That's one thing. Udu karma, that's what you say. Or la soif, Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon. Udu gzor, you should make exeret there also. How could you make a mlik on Rav Simonim? Why is it kosher? Maybe they'll do less than Roiv. The Teretz over there is also, I'll tell you, Kahanim's Rizamein. They were talking about Kahanim in the base of Migdash. If the Svar is a Kohen Azorus, he's careful. So for Kahanim, we don't make any Gzerah to say that when they make a Malik on Roiv of the two Simonim, it shouldn't be enough. Maybe they'll do less. No, a Kohen Azorus, he watches himself, he's careful. On him, we're not afraid. But by us, there's a Gzerah. If you need Ruba, maybe you'll do less than Ruba. So by us, there could be a Gzerah. So Tashma, come in here. It says Hamafshit bebehemin al Mishnah. It says that Hamafshit bebehemin bechay. Somebody is skinning the animal. Betamei v'tayr, whether he's tor and the behem is tamei, or the opposite way. Bedak of a gas, a small animal or a big animal, l'shatiach. If he's skinning the animal to use that skin for a mat or for a sheet, then kedei achiza. As long as you peeled off kedei achiza, then it's not called mechuba to the boss, or it's not tamei. Mash or release kedei achiza up until kedei achiza, it is still called basa. Or yes, the mechdei achiza, but once you peeled off already more than two tefachim, then tor, then that skin is not called like a yad, it's not attached to the basa, the skin is tor. So the question is, amai, why do you say it's tor? Then leagues, let's make zera dilma loy osi lemevad ela kedei achiza. Maybe sometimes you'll only peel off the skin kedei achiza just two tefachim. And then v'konoga betuma, and then if you touch that skin, you should become tomei, because really then if it's only two tefachim, it's a chibur to the basar, so it's like a yad that takes out the tuma. And the commentary lay, but the people will say no, that since when you fillet it, you cut it off more than a kedei achiza, your locher is your tor. So people will say sometimes even kedei achiza is also like that. So why don't you make a gezer over here also? Like, how come before you do make there and here not? By the beggars. Who must say like this? E betum of the Uraisa Chinami. If this would be a shal of a tum of the Uraisa over here, you'd be right. Then about we should make a gzera. Rashi says, Tainach, tum of the Taira Torah, tum of the Uraisa. Rashi, you'll see. It will be a tum of the Uraisa, you'd be right, we should make a gzera. So more instance though, Hocha, Bamaya, Skin, we're talking about over here, but tum of the Rabbonim. We're talking about only a tum of the Rabbonim. Rashi says Tumud Rabbonim means Shoyah Hamavshit Tomei Tumud Rabbonim. Talking about the person that's filleting, cutting off the skin, he himself is Tomei. And he's only Tomei Tumud Rabbonim. Rashi says Kagoin, Hanak Rabbi Shemoin Osadova, Habaroish Ruba Vimayim Shuvim, that when you put your body into Mayim Shuvim, Tumud Rabbonim you Tomei. Or Behemizu Kochimi, the Behemoth on the Kochim. If you knock about Tomei Rabbonim, if you touch the Behemoth, you matam with the behemah midrabbanan. Hilkach, therefore, since it's only a shal of making the bosar tummy midrabbanan, we're not so machmir. Maybe that's why in our mission we don't make the gzera. So when you only peeled off two tefachim kedei achiza, even though then it is metame, but in the case we appeal off more than that, we're makel to say no, it's not metame, and we don't make any gzeira more or to less, because even less, even if it would become tame, it's only midrabbanan, therefore we're not so machmir. Gemara says, let's see. Gemara says, Tainach Tomei B'Tahira. That's good. What if a Tomei, the person is touching the behemoth that's Tahira? That's the good case. He said the person that's Tomei is only Tomei Midrabbanan. But Tor B'Tameya, the case where the person that's skinning the animal is Tor, and the animal is Tomei, the Chur there Tumidiraisi, the Chur there somewhere the behemoth is in the Vela. So there's a Tumidiraisa. So we should make the Xera. Gemara says, no, Betrefa. Not that the behemoth was an avela. No, you made a shchita on the behemoth. The behemoth was a treifa. So what's the question? Treifa, when you made a shchita on it, bas tumuyi, it's not tummy at all. When you make a shchita on a behemoth treifa, the shchita helps at least to take off the tumas nevela. So it's not tummy at all. So what's it in? Yes. I tell you, tumma nakidi avu di shmuel, that the father is shmuel. The yom avu di shmuel, the father avu di shmuel's father says, treifa, sheshochato, mitama b'mukdoshim. That if you may have a behemoth, a treifa, and you shecht it, and it's in the base mitzvah by korbin, it's tamei midrabbanan, it's taka tamei. This will be a case of a tumah midrabbanan. Rashi tamei mukdashim klaima him shom mukdashimi. So kitzur that could be pshat la mishnah that both ways, whether the person that's filleting it is tamei, or whether the bosler is tamei, as a tumah midrabbanan. In these two cases, we don't make a gzeira. So then it's good our mishnah. That if you pulled off already more than kadei achiza, more than two tefachim, so that skin is not called attached to the basar, and therefore that skin will not be tummy. We're not bringing, we're not take out tumas. Toshima, come in here. It says Rabbi Doistoyi ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Eimer, that hamashit bishrotzim is somebody fillets the skin of shrotzim, hamashit bishrotzim chibur, it's called really attached. No, the skin is still called attached to the basar. Achiyavshet eskuloi. Until you skin off all the skin, then the skin is not called bottle. Rashi says shrotzim ein noichem arshet. It's not easy to skin it. So even you skin part of it, the skin is still called attached until you take off kuloi. Yeah. The Rashi, yeah, what's one saying? Yeah, that's by shrotzim. Ha begomul, mashbino bavei kamul, ein nechibur. It's not called the chibur. In Rashi speaks out, even though it's a tumadi raisi. So you see that once you have more than kadei achiza, there's no gzeira. And we say takwitz tor, I want you to make gzeira, or to less than kadei achiza. Samura says no. Lo tema don't say ho begomalei nechibur means by a camel. There by the hema temeya. That there's no chibur. Elaim is like this. The or shal hat savarei nechibur. Just means to say, by the skin around the neck, there it's not called a chibur. But where the Hema Torah could be, and again the same case with the Tumah Midrabbanan, that could be the Diyak. Rashi says, Elahach, you could have a kinu lemute on Rashi's gomel, or hat savro, it's going on the skin around the neck. The kinu bokakoma, shrotzmu diachiyevshet eskuloi, avo gomel bave a camel, shehivshet asaf, you skin the animal until the neck, ain't a chibbet, yeah, for sure it's not called a tash anymore. Or the Masha lechamas, or Tumah, you're skinning it now, to use it for a flask, or a magukor, where you're skinning it off its legs, and therefore, like says the Mishnah, that up until you get to the neck, it's called attached. But once you got to the neck, that's what's not a chibur. That's a deek over here. Habagomo means in the case where you took it off completely, ready, just up until the neck, and echnami, there it's not called attached anymore, and that's called, and therefore it's tor. Then echnami, in a case where you're taking off the skin to use it for a sheet. Where the din is once you peel off kadei achiza, that then already it is tor. So it could be the big zera, even though you peeled off more than kadei achiza, could be the big zera, it won't be tor, because otu less than kadei achiza. There may be, by regular behemoth, it would be zera. Here we're talking about by a camel, and you're doing it lechamas. Yeah. And then be your shalom sever. Namaste Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri, and it goes Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri, like it says in our Mishnah. So he holds that once you get to the Tzavar, and the Chlam, it's Tor, the last part is Tor. It's in the Mishnah. Ain't a Chibur, it's not a Chibur. It's Tor. Omer Rav Huna Mishum Rav Shimon Rav Yosi Lo Shonu Elosh Lo Shaya Bo Kedei Machoris has only learnt what when you rip the beged, rover the beged becomes tor if you don't leave over the hem of the beged, you don't leave over anything. Rashi says Suda yeah. It means like this again. That when you rip the beggar in half, and even once you rip rife, that it's tall, that's only if it didn't leave over enough of a shear that's still attached, kadei maforis, like to use it for an apron. The bottom part that's still attached, you can't use for an apron. But you left over enough on the bottom that you can still use that part alone for an apron, then chibur, then the beggar is still cold attached, and it's not tall, it's still tummy. Omer Rashlaka says, Lo shonu ala talis, there's only a locha by a talis to a garment. But let's say you have a piece of skin, that the skin was tame, and now you want to make it tor by ripping it, it doesn't help to rip right of it. Avalor nami loy, why cholam? Because or is very tight, like it's firm. So therefore, since it's like strong, even though you rip right, it's still called one piece, and it wouldn't be tor until you rip it in half. So Marin says, Rabbi Yechon says, "Afilu or nami loy lechol miot no skin also the same loch. It's not that strong, and therefore once you cut it in half, more than roiv, it'll also become tor." Eis for Rabbi Yechon meshlokish. Rabbi Yechon has a kash to meshlokish. It says, "Or tummy, yeah, the skin that was tummy medris that a medris sat on it." So chishev all of the ritzoyis. Now you have in mind to start to cut the skin up to make it into sandals. V'sandolim, you have in mind what to cut up the skin now. You want to make from it straps, or you want to make from it your sandals. Kivon shenosim by yizmol. As soon as you put the knife to start to cut the skin, tor. Divrei Rav Yehuda. V'chom and v'chom say. Until you get to it to not leave over more than 5 tvachim. You have to reduce it to its size that it should be less than 5 tvachim. But when you get less than 5 tvachim, mil tor, it is tor. The question is on mine. Why is it tor? Since it's still attached on the bottom, lay mecholim. According to you, Rash Lakish, you say that skin is cold like stiff and firm, so why is it tor here? It's still attached. And the Gemara, Rosh Lakish says, "Ki kamer in the cholam when the wife said the skin is still cold, firm, strong." Heche deloy dekot sorile lehedya hakamaskinon the mektsaya uboloy deras vivoisav. He says, "When does he say like it's still strong? That's only if the skin was cut with a straight cut. But in a case where it was cut just to be trimmed off, where it was like there was trimmed on all sides." Then the skin is not that soft. So even Rosh Lakish would agree there are certain times that the skin is soft that there would become tor. Yeah. When you cut it down straight. But we're cutting it around the sides just to make like trimmings for it. So that skin is soft, there it would be bottle. Most of Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question like this. Most of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Says Hamashi be behema v'chaya, b'toru v'temeya. Says now Mishnim, start to skin the animal where the chaya vod behema, where the yor toru and the behema is temeya, the opposite. B'daka v'gasa l'shtich, if you're doing it for the sake of making a sheet, making a blanket, to lie on a sheet here, k'dei achiza. Up until Yoni peeled off, k'dei achiza is still called a chibur. Mashmo yesem of the achiza, once you peeled it off, you skinned off more than 2 tefachim worth, then tor, then that skin is not called part of the boss, it's tor. Questions about my why, lema, why don't I say cholim? Let's say the skin is very strong. It should be mechuba b'yemil the basa. Rashi says mechur, it should be strong. There should always be ksidah attached to the basa. If you tell me now the skin is called strong, yeah. And the tirgamor of avin risha and risha nois and nipple. The pshat is every little bit that you peel off. Rashi says hamufshit ois and nipple have a kinifresh legamri. So ain't soif for lachs and the boss, right? every little piece that you peel off, it's like it's off completely. It's not going to come back onto the skin. So that's why here it's called off completely. That's called every little piece of it, called Rishon Rishon Oysa Nipple. Masa Rabbi Yosef says, Or shall have tzavor, the skin that's around the neck. Rabbi Yechon Menuriyame Einachib, it's not called attached. It's called, it's tor. Amai, why, hocholim, the same thing, the neck, the skin there is strong. Since the strongest should be attached to the basar, the koi, it's like it's going to stay there. Amalei Abaye, I'm going to say, what's the safer say? Bachom, my rim chibur, I'm going to say, yes, it is a chibur. So it's not me, he'll hold about the chachomin. So Rashi says like this, Elom Rabaye, Isvir alon de cholim, if you hold that, talk to the skin, it's called firm, hard. Then the kula yama rechibur, everybody would have heard that it's still called mechubur. The skin of the neck is still called mechubur. For ochim mishum de loy cholim, elamai we hold no skin is not called cholim. But who shosla nothing nailed, we're talking about now, where it's going to come off by itself. The skin around the neck could come off by itself. That's the machlokes Rashi said. The Gemara says, Rabbanim mishoymer osla nothing nailed kemiflugi. Masav heavy shoymer, yes, it's still called the shoymer. Therefore, brings in tumah, takes out tumah. Well, masav lehevi shoymer, no, it's not called the shoymer. Since it could come off by itself, therefore it's not called the shoymer. The Rashi says, the bottom hold, even so, still it's not botless shame. Shoymer calls the manchla nitek, that's the machlokes. The other more says, Moser Rebbe Yimiyo, Tana shenitma ketzed metayre noisoi, chokulish loishu begorav achetvelo. He honed up Kufchov Dalad, just the bottom Gemara again was. See, Moshe Rabbi Yemi asked a question like this. Again, the Chur in the middle of the Shal, we live between Meshlakish and Rabbi Yochanan, that we say if you rip it most of the way, is that called Mavatlit? That Rabbi Yochanan said, or Meshlakish is the one that says, yes, if Meshlakish is the one that said that by skin, since skin is cholam, is firm, therefore it's always called the Chibur. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even by skin also, even though it's firm, when you cut it down halfway, more than Rive, it's called off ready. So what's the question like this? Moshe Rabbi Yemi, it says what taner shenitma. You have a taner, some means that weren't earthly, made out of kli cheres, a taner that became tomig. So ketzid matarin, I said, how do we make the taner become tor? Some you can't put in the mikvah kli cheres. So the answer is cholka v'shloisha. Break the inside of the taner into three pieces. So Rashi said, just to break it in two, it's no good, because then the bigger one, which have raiv, would still be tomig. So the answer is to break it into three pieces. And then the gurra at the tefillah, you have to scrape off all the cement that holds the tana together.